Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg will peak tomorrow, 26 degrees. Pretoria, 24. Mumbela, 28.
In the traffic, highways Midrand and Joburg are a bit busy. We'll give you a full update in a bit. But in Pretoria, on the N14, thank you, Des, heading northbound. There's been an accident just after Snake Valley Road on the way towards Ufius. It is seriously queuing in both directions at the moment.
Anxious wait for club and country about the severity of Themba Zwane's injury, and David Creel free to play after red card was rescinded.
Former ANC spokesperson Pule Mabe has confirmed that he's informed the party of his intention to step aside from his active roles in the National Executive Committee in accordance with the party's step aside rule. Mabe and seven others, including his wife, face charges of fraud, corruption and theft relating to the alleged irregular awarding of a 27 million rand tender by the Gauteng Department of Agriculture and Rural Development back in 2017. It's alleged EnviroMobi, a company linked to Mabe, was irregularly awarded tender to supply 200 motorized three-wheeler vehicles to set and empower waste pickers in the Ekurhuleni Metro. The case was postponed to March next year after the accused were granted bail of 30,000 rand each.
We immediately began a process of constructing a letter to the Secretary General of the ANC, Comrade Fikile Mbalula, to advise the ANC that we will, in accordance with the resolution of the 54th National Conference committed to the renewal of the ANC, that we will step aside from our active positions as members of the National Executive Committee.
Johannesburg Metro Police has warned of possible traffic disruptions in Westbury and West Dean. The disruptions are as a result of ongoing protests in the area. It also comes amid prolonged water outages. Here's JMPD spokesperson Kolani Fitla.
JMPD has deployed officers to the scene and the situation remains calm despite the road closures. Motorists are advised to exercise caution when travelling in the area, anticipate delays and avoid the affected intersection. Alternative routes include 4th Avenue, Thornton Road, Lewis Road and West Dean.
Former public protector Busisiwe Mgubane has hinted at the possibility of joining the Umkhonto weSizwe party. Mgubane has been serving as an EFF MP, announced her resignation from the party this morning, stating that she plans to spend more time with her family. She joined the EFF's KwaGafontein branch in Mpumalanga exactly a year ago, just a month after being removed from office by President Cyril Ramaphosa following a parliamentary inquiry that found her guilty of misconduct and incompetence. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. World Food Day is being marked today and it's focusing on efforts to end hunger, promote healthy diets and tackle malnutrition. In South Africa, one in three people lack food access. Here's food advocacy group Healers, Dr. Petronel Kruger.
We have a duty to debunk the stigma because it's hindering children from accessing this wonderful program because they do not want to face the perceived indignity of accessing this valuable social protection. It's true that the feeding scheme is under-resourced. At the moment, children are being fed at around 7 rands a day, which is ridiculous.
And finally, visitors to a new aquarium in China were left furious this week after discovering one of its top aquatic stars was in fact a robot. This despite it being marketed as such. Photos of the shark showed joints in the body were parts of a robot that have been joined together. I'm Shanelle Sathembe, net weer die hoofnuus te hier. Die voormalige ANC nasionale woordvoerder Pule Mabe is borgtog van R30,000 toegestaan na beweringe van bedrog en diefstal waarby 'n tender van 27 miljoen rand betrokke was.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
What's up, it's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
You know it's more music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.